بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani, as usual, is over here to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, Sheikh Rouhani, for today's discussion, I want to ask a serious question. Are non-Islamic religions also a path to salvation or as-sa'ada? And is there any religion besides Islam which can lead us to prosperity and salvation, both in this world and the hereafter? As a Muslim, such a question will be a little bit strange because the Muslims believe in their religions as the most complete form of religion. This is the last religion which was revealed to the last prophet of Islam. So automatically, they are not going to be after pursuing the teachings of their previous religions like Christianity and Judaism. For Christians and Jews, the case and the story is a little bit different because they are following up for the last religion and they convert to the religion of Islam. But is this at all a natural question for a Muslim to be after salvation by the teachings of other religions before Islam, namely Christianity and Judaism, Shaykh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Since the Holy Quran very explicitly and clearly mentions that the only religion accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam, chapter 3, ayah number 19, and also it says that whoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted from him. Chapter 3, ayah or verse number 85. So these are the ayat of the Holy Quran that very explicitly mentions that the religion other than Islam will not be accepted.
Okay.
But now the question is that why is that so? What is the rationale or reason behind it?
Mm-hmm.
As you also mentioned, when you have the most updated version of religion, the
yes.
last one, the most complete one, the most perfect one, then of course, if you refer to the efficient ones, or let's say to the one which is old versions, it is not rational, it's not reasonable.
Yes.
Because the perfect one has all the things that you already have in the old versions. But new options are here, so that's why you have to use this new one.
Okay.
This is something very much rational. And that is why Islam says that when the last religion, the most perfect religion, is revealed to you by through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his teachings, then of course there is no need to refer to the other old religions, because the good things that exist in those religions that already exist in the religion of Islam as well, and many other good, other, let's say, positive things added to this religion
uh-huh.
that will guide you better. So this is the rationale behind it.
But Sheikh, the major question is that the Islam that you refer to in the text of the Holy Quran, is it the religion of Islam or the meaning of Islam? It means being submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being taslim.
Of course.
Or submission. Because, for example, Prophet Abraham, or for example, Moses and Jesus Christ, all of them have been submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So somehow they were Muslims too.
Yeah, if you are submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have to follow the last religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he himself ordered us to be submitted and submissive to the divine rulings and divine orders. So the divine commandments for all humanity, for all human being and mankind, is this, that they have to submit to Islam and accept this religion, which is the last divine religion.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the other point is that the one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in God, then of course he must be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once it's proven for him that it is the order and the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and God to follow the last religion, which is Islam, then he has to be submissive.
Okay.
For example, if you truly are the followers of Ibrahim, followers of Musa, followers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, so if they were submissive to the orders and to the divine, let's say, commandments,
yes,
the divine commandments nowadays is this, that you have to be submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through religion of Islam.
Yes.
So if you are the true followers of those prophets, as they termed Muslims, submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the followers of them also should be submissive, and they should follow Islam, which is the same, with the same teachings, and of course with additional kind of teachings and doctrines that we are in need.
The religion of Islam acknowledges past prophets, as I said, like Moses, like Jesus, as we have in the Holy Quran. We have so many references to Prophet Moses, Jesus Christ, Prophet Yusuf, okay, and the other prophets. But now the question is that, what about salvation? I mean, for instance, can we say that the followers of the religion of Christianity and Judaism will not reach salvation in the hereafter because they did not convert to the religion of Islam, Sheikh? This is the religion that, geographically speaking and historically speaking, was revealed to their forefathers. And their forefathers and ancestors were not converted to a religion of Islam. How is it possible to do so now?
You know, when it comes to the problem of salvation, the story changes. Because here we have different groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some people who are called mustad'afin.
Yes.
Those who intellectually called oppressed ones. Those who never received the message of Islam.
Okay.
So these kind of people are called mustad'afin. They do not deserve to be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then followers of the previous religions who lived truthfully and justly died before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they followed the previous religions. So they will be also saved. They will receive salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And also the people who had no access to Islam in their lives, they will be also saved. But those people who know the true religion, who find the true religion and who understand it, but despite the fact they understand that, they intentionally, knowingly, deliberately, they actually do not follow Islam and do not accept Islam.
That's right.
So these kind of people are called mu'anid.
Uh-huh.
So the mu'anid will not be saved.
Okay.
So for the mustad'afin, for the people who followed previous prophets in their times truly, and for those people who had no access to Islam,
yes,
these kind of people will be saved and they will have salvation.
There have been some people during the history of the world who lived, we can say, between prophets. I mean, no prophet was revealed to them or something like that. Or they have never heard of Islam's message or any of the religions of the message. I think we call such people Ahl al-Fitra, isn't it? I mean, the people whose intrinsic nature is clean and purified. What about them? I mean, the message of no religion have reached them during the history of the world, Shaykh.
Mm. They are a kind of mustad'af, we can say.
Again, mustad'af, huh?
Yeah, okay. Because the people who have no access in their life to the teachings, to the divine teachings,
all right,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish them because Allah is not oppressive. Allah is just and fair. Justice requires that these kind of people should not be punished. They should be saved from the hellfire.
Okay.
But the question is that should they be rewarded as well?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is another question.
Yes.
If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his mercy, kindness, and lutf, and azam, and majesty, if he, for example, blessed them with the special kind of rewards and blessings, that would go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But rationally, we can say that these people cannot claim any rewards because they did nothing for the sake of rewards to be received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why we can say that the rewards may not be given to them,
yes,
but they will not be punished.
Yes.
So they could be the people of salvation then.
Mm-hmm. And according to some documents and references, on the day of judgment, maybe they will be given a second chance, isn't it? Of, for instance, having a scrutiny over some teachings, isn't it? I mean, it is possible that some people might be given a chance in the hereafter, based on their fitra, they acted Islamically speaking, but they have never heard of Islam. But they will be resurrected as a Muslim, isn't it, Shaykh?
As a Muslim, by it's not technical name.
Yeah, but bishahadatain.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That's right, okay.
The one who is submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala naturally by his own, let's say, perception, whatever he understood, he applied that, thinking that that is true, that is in accordance with the divine, for example, justice and rulings. So, of course, these people might be rewarded as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that should these kind of people who are ignorant, we can say, yeah? Should they be punished? No, okay. Absolutely not. But should they be rewarded? Again, we cannot say that they must be rewarded because they did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So how should they receive rewards as well?
That's it. And the final question is that secular pluralism says that all religions lead to God. Is this accepted by Islam, Sheikh?
Of course not. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat is there.
I know. Don't all religions lead to God?
We cannot say that, you know, because yes, the only way that leads absolutely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam.
Okay.
From the Islamic perspective.
That's right.
From the Islamic perspective. Because the other religions are abrogated and their teachings and their doctrines are abrogated. And if you follow them, at least Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says that you will not reach to that final, let's say, ultimate kind of objective that you have to achieve
mm-hmm.
in your life. So that's why the only way of salvation is Islam. But the others, as I said, the three categories, mustad'afin or ignorant people, all the people who followed the previous religions in their times truly,
mm-hmm.
they will be the people of salvation, but the rest not.
Okay. And the excuse of not having access to the resources and references in today's world is not accepted by Islam, isn't it, Sheikh? Because nowadays, in the past, the people could say that, okay, we did not have access to the Islamic references. But nowadays, the materials and the sources are over there on the social media, through the World Wide Web, isn't it? I mean, the people can have access. I mean, we cannot say that we have mustaz'af in the case of not having access to the authentic sources and references, Sheikh. Maybe in some regions of the world, yeah. I mean, far lands in the jungle or something. Yeah, that's absolutely true. But they over there have satellite TV channels, YouTube, everything.
You know, the problem is that even nowadays, unfortunately, you know that on social networks, for example, there uh-huh. are specific algorithms that according to which specific kind of data and information that, for example, company or that government wants to give to the people, they only be given to the people.
Mm-hmm.
But the other kind of data or information or, let's say, materials will not be delivered to the people. I mean, even cyberspace is controlled.
All right.
And sometimes, for example, misconceptions, misinterpretations, okay. misrepresentation of Islam
negative
is there.
Negative portrayal of Islam, that's right. Okay.
So that's why, and also majority of the people in the modern world, they are as busy as a bee. Mm-hmm. They do not have any time to study, to refer.
All
they
right.
always working, busy, and they cannot make time to refer to Islamic teachings or religious teachings
All
and
right.
doctrines. And the other problem is that in the new modern kind of curriculums for the higher education, for the school, for educational system, I mean, generally, they do not provide the people, the students, with any religious data or religious information, let alone Islam. So that's why the people would not, we can say that still we would have mustad'af because
okay.
the people would not hear anything about Islam in their life, in university, in high school.
So we have modern istiz'af.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, modern
Muslims,
the people are modern,
because
they have access
is, yeah.
to, we can say, social media. But again, in terms of the knowledge of the religion, they lack it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
That's it. Right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh. But those who select the religion of Islam based on search and research, you know, their conversion to Islam is a really lightful journey.
Exactly.
Into a religion which is full of light for them, okay? And for sure, they will find, inshallah, salvation in the life, both in this world and the hereafter. And sometimes I think to myself that as a Muslim, I take many things for granted because automatically I was born as a Muslim in a Muslim family. There was no need for me to search about my religion, okay? But those who search about the religion of Islam and fall in love with the religion of Islam somehow are so many steps forward because they are basing their religion based on research, and me as a Muslim not, okay?
Yeah,
and this is a shortcoming for the Muslim community.
Yeah, the interesting point is that mostly the people who convert to Islam, they are either tourists who came to the Islamic countries and get familiar with the Islamic culture, Islamic teachings and doctrines, or there are sometimes really researchers who research about Islam, and sometimes they are anti-Islam.
Okay.
When they start reading the Quran and studying about Islam, they try to make use of it against Islam, against Quran, against Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best example is that MP member in Netherlands, if I'm not mistaken, and he is now a very well-known person. He was one of the MP members, and he was against anti-Muslims and Islam, but now he is pro-Islam. He himself also confessed and confirmed that when I started to read the Quran, I really wanted to make use of it against Muslims and against the Quran. But now I converted completely to Islam. It shows that if someone studies truly and comprehensively about Islam, it is highly possible to convert to Islam, because the haqiqah and the truth of Islam is so much, we can say, strong and powerful that can influence the people.
That's it. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you. I really enjoyed talking to you, Sheikh. And thank you very much to the listeners for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن